Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get back into our study in the book of Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah, we have gone almost five chapters. We're now at the 27th verse, I believe. We're going to go ahead and begin. For wicked men are found among my people, God is saying here. He's very disappointed. They watch like fowlers lying in wait. They set a trap. They catch man like a cage full of birds. So their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and rich. They are fat. They are sleek. They also excel in deeds of wickedness. They do not plead the cause of the orphan, that they may prosper. And they do not defend the rights of the poor. Shall I not punish these people, declares the Lord? On a nation such as this, shall I not avenge myself? An appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely. The prophets prophesy falsely. This is a horrible thing to happen in a land when the prophets prophesy falsely. They'll say anything to get some kind of an offering or whatever it takes. They'll say virtually anything. And this is something that's very horrible. And it shouldn't be going on. But it is. And we have it even today in our land. Prophets are prophesying falsely. They're making up prophecies in order to expand their offerings. And have an absolute, you know what gets me is how can they do this and have no remorse or conscience whatsoever? It's almost unspeakable, isn't it? It's almost unspeakable. It's something that you can't hardly take. But it goes on, and it goes on all the time, every day, day in, day out, and it's horrifying. It really is. I wish it were not that way, but it is. Let's go ahead and get back into our reading of the book of Jeremiah. There's a lot on this subject that God deals with, but no one wants to listen to it. Nobody wants to hear it. Why? Because it's just simply not something that people want to listen to. They want to hear the prosperity message. They want to hear the good things, how that God is going to bless them, give them a new car, give them all kinds of stuff. And this is what many people want to hear as a result of different things. But let's go ahead and get right into our study, because there's so much more left to go. They're sleek. They also excel in deeds of wickedness. They do not plead the cause of the orphan, that they may prosper, that they defend the rights of the poor. Shall I not punish this people, declares the Lord, on a nation such as this? Shall I not avenge myself? An appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule their own authority. The priests rule with their own authority. Did you hear that? The priests rule with their own authority. Not the authority of God, but the authority that they take from man. This is what's going on in the land. Prophets prophesy falsely. Priests rule with their own authority. And my people love it. So, you know, the priests make up things. And it's unfortunate, but to justify the gay lifestyle, to justify the transsexual operation, to justify all of these things that are against God. And the things that Paul wrote about in the first chapter of Romans have been justified by popes, priests, pastors. Some of them you've seen come against our president, as if they have some kind of, I don't know where they get these things that justify this kind of a lifestyle. I really don't. It's like justifying unfaithfulness in your husband-wife relationship. It's the same thing, basically. It's perversion. Yet, it's so much accepted, that it's hard to believe. It really is. It's hard to believe. Flee for safety, O sons of Benjamin. Flee for safety, sons of Benjamin. The Lord warned Jeremiah over Jeremiah's own tribe of Benjamin. See, Jeremiah was part of the tribe of Benjamin. And he warned his own people to flee. Not to the security of the great walled city of Jerusalem, because it would be under siege. Nebuchadnezzar was going to come in and take over. But toward Tekoa, a town about 12 miles south of Jerusalem, the warning smoke signal was lit at Beth Hasaran hallway between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. The shepherds were the leaders of Babylon's army, and their flocks were their troops. Now, this is very, very interesting. Flee for safety, O sons of Benjamin, from the midst of Jerusalem. Come out of it. There's no protection in Jerusalem. Blow a trumpet in Tekoa, and raise a signal over Beth Ahasaran. For evil looks down from the north, and a great destruction. The comely and dainty one, the daughter of Zion, I will cut off. I'm going to cut it off, God says. Shepherds, their flocks will come to her. They will pitch their tents around her. They will pasture each in his place. Prepare war against her. Arise and let us attack at noon. Woe to us, for the day declines. The day is declining, for the shadows of the evening lengthen. Arise, and let us attack by night and destroy her palaces. For thus says the Lord of hosts, cut down her trees and cast up a siege around Jerusalem. This is the city to be punished. God is using a less righteous people. A less righteous people to bring his own people into line. He's bringing a less righteous people, a people that don't even know God, And this is the scary part, folks. He could do it again. God could do it again. He could use a less righteous people to straighten out his own people once again. This is scary, folks. This is very scary. And it could happen today. It could happen in our midst. It could happen in our midst. It just could happen. This is the city to be punished, in whose midst there is only oppression. As a well keeps its waters fresh, so she keeps fresh her wickedness. Can you imagine that? As a well keeps her waters fresh, she keeps her wickedness fresh. She keeps fresh her wickedness. This is horrifying. Violence and destruction are heard in her. Sickness and wounds are ever before me. Be warned, O Jerusalem. I want you to be warned now, God is saying. Or I shall be alienated from you. This is serious. God is saying here, be warned, O Jerusalem, or I will be alienated from you. How long ago was God alienated from us? Is he alienated? I want you to think about this, folks. Is God alienated from us? Has he gone? This is something worth thinking about. The time when God alienates himself from us is a horrifying time. It's a horrible time. I shall be alienated from you. Be warned. And make you a desolation, a land not inhabited. A land not inhabited. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they will thoroughly glean as the vine the remnant of Israel. Pass your hand again like a grape, gather over the branches. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Who am I going to speak to listen? He's speaking the same words today, folks. God is giving warning. You think, oh, Brother Hansen, we're in the age of grace. We don't have to worry about that anymore. We don't have to worry about this. We're in the age of grace. We're in the age of prosperity. We're in the age of blessing. We're not supposed to worry about anything like that, Brother Hansen. There's nothing to worry about. Let it happen. Let it happen. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to wake up. Awake, thou that sleepeth, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Awake, thou that sleepeth, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but those that can see light. We thank you, Lord. Let us be born again, afresh, anew, and let us receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. That's our time for today, folks. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll continue this study in the book of Jeremiah. Go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.